Andy there. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, boys. How are you? Good to be here. Good to see you again.
When do you go back to India?
I don't know, mate. I think they want me back again.
Of course they do.
I think they
do. Don't let modesty hold you back, Andy.
I've got to say, mate, aside from the football, just going to that fourth test match, England-India. Boy, you know what it's like up there.
Oh, it's incredible, isn't it?
It's incredible. I don't know how you...
To know a sport in a billion people is their really only sport, isn't it? I know you're over there for football, which is getting bigger.
I imagine what it's like when you guys were there.
Yeah.
The crowds, the whole thing, the atmosphere, the heat, the travel. It takes you a day to travel from city to city.
Yeah.
But it was good experience. But what about the bad news this morning? Oh. Tom Rogic. They thought he was going to come back last weekend. He's been out since December 17th. He's undergone an ankle operation. Mm. He could be out for up to 3 months, 2 to 3 months. Mm. He hasn't played since December 17th. He scored 10 goals in 27 appearances. With all due respect to Celtic, there's a couple of World Cup qualifiers that we're going to miss him. Iraq and UAE.
Them. What about Socceroos?
In March, the two qualifiers.
I see him as our X-factor player.
He is. Yeah. His form this year is phenomenal with Aaron Moy in that midfield. But what a blow for Ange Postecoglou and the boys.
Yeah, it certainly is. The Sydney FC Invincibles.
Arnie doesn't like that title, but it's stuck.
I reckon secretly he likes
they
it.
They are invincible.
Okay, let's look at records then. In the old National League, I remember Apia went 22 games unbeaten.
So they've gone 19. Sydney FC's 19 unbeaten.
And Brisbane has got it collectively over 2 years, 36. Brisbane Roar had an amazing streak as well. Mm. But good luck to Arnie. I mean, 47 points there, 12 clear of the chasing pack. And that's Melbourne Victory. And I actually think that match has been shifted Monday night, Newcastle v Melbourne, the Heat. Policy, which asks, you know, there's a question there. I mean, Wanderers are due to play at 5 o'clock against the Mariners on Sunday at Spotless.
It's cooler Sunday, mate.
How much cooler will it be?
10 degrees cooler.
I hope so.
It's only a top of 30 in the city.
Good. But it's great to see that the FFA were at the front foot and made that announcement yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm. And just looking at all that, obviously tonight, Adelaide v Perth. I think Perth away from home could jag it. Melbourne City against Brisbane. How do you not go for Brisbane after what they did to Carlos Tevez's team in midweek? The salary cap, $2.6 million. Tevez on $1 million a week.
Okay.
They've been slammed.
Just because of the travel, I would think.
The travel, yes, but he's rotating his squad. Okay. You would have noticed Brett Holman and a couple of other players didn't play. And Melbourne City have got, what, 7 players suspended? So they're
Tim Cahill.
No Tim Cahill. They're Fornaroli. They're clutching at their youth team at the moment. I think West Sydney will just get over the top of Central Coast. And I think the Jets are good value for the draw at home against Melbourne Victory on Monday night. Remember,
now Monday night.
Yeah. It's Monday night football.
Mm. Okay. So you're tipping Glory, the Brisbane Roar,
Wanderers.
The draw, the Jets feed the Victory.
Yeah, and if you're looking for a bestie, I'm shifting away from the Premier League. I'll come to the Premier League a little bit later on. Looking at La Liga, Villarreal are very, very strong and resolute at home. They're playing Malaga. Malaga have not won away from home at all this season, and they're actually winless in their last 9 competitive games. So the $1.75 looks fantastic. Going into that Western Sydney Central Coast game, Santalab starts on Sunday. Geez, he'll come close to being first scorer. Either him or Martinez or maybe Antonis, but Santalab's paying $4.25. And I'm going for an interesting couple of options for people on a draw multi from the Premier League. Sunderland, Southampton, a draw in a Liverpool Tottenham. That's just over $11. But if you add Swansea and Leicester to it, it blows out to $35, $36.
All right, okay, mate.
So we'll post them. So the Sunderland, Southampton, the draw.
Yeah,
Liverpool and Tottenham.
Yeah, so that's just over 11. And if you throw in Swansea and Leicester on the back of that.
When you get greedy.
If you do. Yeah. And just a shout out to you guys and the BSB for giving Heartbeat of Football a plug. Amazing escape last week. Two players, one from St Ives where they've lost 3, a referee, coach and a player to heart attacks. And Maccabi Hakoa, under 18s, 2 players surviving. That story is something that's very important this time of year, particularly with the heat. Just go and get yourself checked, boys.
I've got to say, everyone's health has got to be paramount. I watched some old boys training the other day at the end of Jack's rep training.
What'd you think?
Well, there are a couple that looked.
Hey, what'd you say?
There were a couple of them looked.
Reps training. Young fellas in the reps?
Yeah, he is. Actually.
Oh, good on
you,
mate.
Thank you, mate.
Excellent.
But they're about 75, these blokes, sprinting around a field. I mean, they put themselves through the paces.
Mate, I'll be honest with you. I haven't said it publicly. I will say it. I've been checked. I'm contemplating whether I continue playing. My blood pressure was 160 over 110. It's come down to 147.92.
Oh, well done. How'd you do that?
I've done the scans. I've done the stress test, the whole thing. So
good on you.
We're not immune. And thanks to Jamie Rogers. She's emceeing our function at Canberra.
Good. Oh, she's a lovely girl. Thank you, Andy. Lovely
thanks,
to see
guys.
You.
Good to see you.